have the best Egyptian God card deck and they beat everyone, versus a Sacred Beast video where you have a lot of people that are mostly angry about that I said that the Sacred Beast monsters were better designed than the Egyptian God cards. In the Wicked God comment section, you have a lot of people angry that I made fun of the Wicked Avatar's artwork, and also just a lot of people confused that the Wicked Gods even existed, because as I figured when I made that video, a lot of people just forgot Konami even printed those cards as physical cards. But that's not to say there's no overlap, and actually one card appears in the comment section of every single one of those Why Nobody Plays videos that I've made about bad level 10 monsters. Mount of the Bound Creator is sort of the unicorn field spell that to many commenters actually fixes all the issues of those god cards, of those Sacred Beast cards, when in reality this card doesn't help them that much. And this has come up a few times. One of the biggest times that this thing came up in the comment section was when I made that video trying to make my own Egyptian God card deck. I got tons of comments. Like, the whole comment section just flooded with people asking why I'm not playing Mound of the Bound Creator. For many commenters, the fact that I didn't play this card was enough proof to them that I didn't know how to build a God card deck, when in reality, this card isn't very good and doesn't really help out the level 10 monsters in most cases. In today's video, I want to read through all the effects on this card and talk about some of the supposed uses for it, but also talk about where it kind of falls short and if there are better examples of field spells to help out these older strategies like the Wicked Gods, the Sacred Beasts, and the Egyptian Gods. Spoiler alert, almost all of those strategies don't really have a better field spell out there than this card, which means in most cases you just don't want to play a field spell at all. The one example of this where they actually do have a better field spell will be the Sacred Beasts, and we'll get to that near the end of the video. So why do people keep suggesting Mount of the Bound Creator? Well, the main reason is the very first effect that reads level 10 or higher monsters on the field cannot be targeted or destroyed by card effects. There are other effects on this card, like if a level 10 or higher monster on the field destroys a monster by battle and sends it to the graveyard, the player who controlled the destroyed monster takes 1,000 damage. And then lastly, when this card on the field is destroyed by a card effect and sent to the graveyard, you can add one divine monster from your deck to the hand. Sure, it has three effects, but when most commenters are thinking of this card, they're really thinking of that first effect. And that makes sense, because in all three of those Why Nobody Plays videos that I've talked about a few times now already, I mentioned that one of the reasons that those cards aren't very good is because they don't usually have that much protection associated with them. Sure, Obelisk can't be targeted, and things like Slifer prevent your opponent from summoning monsters with things that have less than 2,000 attack points, which is pseudo-protection. But in general, one of the biggest issues with those monsters that take so much of an investment is that they don't have any real forms of protection. So if your opponent just hits them with a mere force, you lose everything. You lose a tribute, you lose a big monster, and that's really, really bad compared to other cards. Even when we compare them to other casual cards, most casual cards don't take that much of an investment for that little of a payoff. So a lot of people hear that and say, well, wait a second, why don't you just play Mound of the Bound Creator? Well, the biggest reason is that you shouldn't have to play an additional field spell to protect a monster that you took three tributes to summon. I don't think that that's that complicated, and yet I see so many people saying, why don't you just play this card in those decks? Why should you have to play a field spell in addition to your already inconsistent, more casual strategy of these God cards or Sacred Beasts? Why do you have to play an additional card just to protect them once you get them out?